Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The great liberal death wish, that phrase associated with the wonderful Malcolm Muggeridge. However, I read in a new column from the National Post by Conrad Black, distinguished biographer, that it can be used to talk about why Canada, despite its transparency, its beauty, its educated public, and a government that is argumentative and articulate, is falling behind the United States in these last years in terms of productivity, per capita income, all directions, the great liberal death wish. What does that mean for Canada? Conrad, a very good evening to you. Your richest resources are everywhere. Your lithium, as far as I know, God bless Canada with all the bounty of the earth. And the puzzle that I learned from you is why Canada is not growing. I had no idea that the U.S. had outgrown it over the last, dozen years or less, despite all of our troubles. What explains this, Conrad?
It's the policy of the current government that economic growth is not especially desirable, and that more important than short-term economic gain are long-term objectives, in particular the emphasis on green issues, the reduction of any kind of pollution. And look, we're all against pollution, but as in your country, these efforts to produce alternate sources of energy raise everybody's bills to operate their automobiles and heat their homes. And raise our cost of our utility bills, and people don't like it, and it does retard economic growth, and we've just had too much debt and too much chasing around after votes. I mean, basically taking money from people who've earned it and giving it to people who haven't in exchange for their vote, but calling it social justice, and saving the planet with all, this great paroxysm of green issues, windmills and solar power and so forth, which you can't store that energy, and the wind isn't always blowing and the sun isn't always out. It's just a sort of madness, not a suicidal madness, but a sort of self-inflicted inconvenience madness in pursuit of goals which it is not at all clear are in fact going to be achieved by this method. I mean, as we've discussed in previous programs, we have very inadequate evidence about the extent of climate change and the cause of it. And yet, in the United States, where there's been so much congressional and state opposition to some of these extreme green measures, Obama could never get his green program through. So he did what he could by executive order. And in this country, that hasn't been the case. The present government has been able, with its allies in Parliament, to put through an absurdly self-punitive green program. And all of this just retards the economy. And this is, I think, probably the strongest single reason why the country looks definitely ready to make a change of government.
You report that surgeries, the time for waiting for a surgery has increased 200% in 30 years to over 6 months, nearly 200% in 30 years over 6 months. Canada spends a higher percentage of GDP on healthcare than 30 highest income countries. But what is retarding this? Why is that true? You don't have any resistance. You have a good government. Why is healthcare getting worse?
Well, we got this. You see, when the universal healthcare plan was put in place, so that there was assured healthcare for everybody. I mean, in that sense, it's a more advanced country than the United States. Yeah, but you've got, 75 or so percent of your citizens, maybe a little higher than that now, on either public or private plans, but those that aren't have potentially a difficult time. Well, I mean financially, not medically, but when our program was set up about, it would be now about 40 years ago, it was set up in a way that effectively tried to abolish private medicine. All doctors have their receivables guaranteed, but they're paid by the government. And, this caused a lot of doctors to leave the country because they just didn't like that level of regimentation. So we had fewer doctors than we should, and we haven't set up the incentives to attract more to the country or train more within the country. So we don't have enough doctors, and so there aren't really private clinics like you have in the U.S. or Great Britain or elsewhere, and we used to have. There are a few, but very few. So if people had any problem, they go to the emergency rooms of the hospitals, even if they're not emergencies. That's where they go because there's nowhere else to go. And so everything just gets clogged. And I mean, I don't think there's much instance of desperately, immediately urgent cases not being treated. I mean, there's a terrible car accident or something, then, and people are very seriously injured. They're brought in and dealt with at once, naturally. I mean, there's not been any reporting of immediate critical cases being ignored because they're well back in the lineup. You don't get that, but what you do get is people who need an operation and just can't get it for 7 months. That does happen. And because we're wedded to this myth that everybody must get the same standard of service, whether they're rich or poor, it's a complete fraud, of course. That's not really how the system works. But because the political leadership is wedded to it and won't do the necessary to ensure that we train up and qualify more doctors or attract more from other countries so that we've got enough doctors for the population to bring the waiting list down, it's just getting worse and worse. And you see, for a long time, Canadians were very proud of our healthcare system because Canadians always compare things with the United States. 90% of Canadians live within 200 miles of the American border. And they're not anti-American. They want to have whatever it is you're talking about, healthcare or anything else, they want to have as good a system as the United States does. So this was an area where Canadians thought they were ahead of the U.S. because there was coverage for everybody. But they're now very embarrassed by the system and actually recognize that there's some things in the American system that we should be doing here.
And the present government and the next election, are these things going to be debated? The lack of growth and the troubles with the health care? Is this part of the conversation?
Yes, yes. Yeah, no, they certainly will be debated, are being debated now, and the intensity of the debate will rise as we get closer to the election.
It's a marvel, too, because you were given a birthday cake of a country. You really, it's a joy to talk about how much Canada has and how much it can develop in future in the North Country. The mines,
everything. It has absolutely all precious metals, base metals, forest products, energy of all kinds, oil, gas, and vast reserves, agriculture, immense agriculture, everything except sometimes some types of tropical fruit. We grow bananas, but not pineapples, but that sort of thing. But you know, more non-tropical fruit like apples and so forth we have in great abundance. And everything is here, and a population of 40 million, a political stability, low crime rate, everybody's literate, there's very little poverty, but we just have bad policies, that's all.
And the great liberal death wish can be put aside for another day, because these matters will be addressed. Are you assuring me of that?
Yes, we will cheat the hangman, because we are the hangman, and we don't want to commit suicide. We're only doing it inadvertently, so we won't complete it.
Conrad Black, the column at the National Post about what can be, not a death wish, but in fact, enormous growth potential. It's easy to envy Canada. All you have to do is live in the United States. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.